Randall, the Ohio No-Till Field Day is coming up this week, Thursday, September 13th. Is that right?
Yes.
13th. Sounds to me like you've got quite a day planned.
Yes, we've got a full program. We're trying to squeeze everything in, and it looks like we'll have 300 people, which will be a record attendance for one of our field days.
So why all the interest this year?
I think cover crops. Dave Brandt is hosting it, and he's getting quite a reputation nationally for his work with cover crops and no-till and the success of it. And I think a key thing this year is with the drought, cover crops that were properly managed with continuous no-till are increasing yields. So that makes a difference, too.
For those attending, what's the day look like?
Registration is early, but the first speaker is actually at 9:30, and that is Gabe Brown, another very successful no-till farmer from out in the Bismarck, North Dakota area. And his topic is cover crops and no-till success. He'll be on for about an hour talking about his operation, which includes livestock. Usually in Ohio, when we talk about crops, there are very few that are doing any grazing. But in Gabe Brown's example, grazing the cover crops is a key part of his program. Then the rest of the morning, actually the cover crops at Brandt's farm, he'll be talking about it. A couple of extension people from OSU will be talking about cover crops also. Then we've got compaction. That's my topic. And Mark Scarpetti, Ray Archuleta from NRCS will be there also. He's headquartered Greensboro, North Carolina. So a key thing there is going to be looking at the soil quality, soil health, and comparing long-term no-till soil to conventional tillage soil. I'll be talking about compaction a little bit and controlled traffic. Then the afternoon, precision no-till planting. Another speaker from Ohio with a national reputation is Bill Lemkel. And he'll be setting up a planter, a no-till planter, to handle cover crops. So they'll actually be demonstrating or running a no-till planter in living cover crops. So farmers can see how that might work. Then also drilling cover crops using a drill with blended seeds. And a typical thing for our field day is a soil pit with Jordan Derringer, who works for NRCS. So he'll be showing in the soil pit the effects of all these good practices on the soil. So that ends the program about 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow, that is a full day.
It is. And we've got Butch Fisher is going to be flying on cover crop seeds on one of Dave Brandt's fields, so people can see that airplane operation going on during the program as well. We've got another person from Van Tilburg Farms, and they have a best description would be a high boy piece of equipment that drops cover crops. I think the boom is 90 feet. They were going to be there, but they've got so many acres contracted that they didn't have time to spend a couple hours or essentially all day coming down to the field day. So they're going to be there to talk about it, but people won't be able to see that in operation. But that's an amazing machine. Just think of a high boy sprayer, but instead of a sprayer, the boom seeds cover crops.
Randall, for those folks that maybe have seen on their calendar that they could attend, is there still an opportunity for them to make arrangements?
Yes, just show up at the door would be the best way, and it's a $50 registration at this time. I better give you the address. It's 6100 Basil Western Road. That's Basil Western Road, Carroll, Ohio. That's Carroll. And it's just southeast of Columbus, about 10 minutes off of I-70 on Route 33.
Now you had an opportunity to stop by Dave's farm. How are the cover crops looking?
Well, they're looking pretty good. Most of what he has at the home farm where the field day is going to be are blends. So if you just look at it with an unknowledgeable eye, it just looks like a weedy field. but it's a blend of cover crops, so several things growing there. And his crops look really good. That's a better point, that considering the dry weather, his corn and soybeans are doing very well.
All right, very good. Well, Randall, I appreciate you taking a few minutes here to visit with us about the field day coming up again this Thursday, September 13th.
And hope to see several of your listeners there. Thanks, Dave.